From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, Gyeonggi Province Governor Lee Jae-myung, who is leading the polls among ruling party presidential hopefuls, officially announces his bid. The cabinet approves a 33 trillion won supplementary budget proposal, a large portion of which will be used to fund stimulus payments for the bottom 80% income bracket. And the government adjusts the age limit for AstraZeneca vaccines from 30 or older to 50 or older amid concerns over rare blood clots. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Gyeonggi Province Governor Lee Jae-myung, who is leading among primary candidates from the ruling Democratic Party, has officially launched his bid to become the next president. He made the declaration on Thursday in a pre-recorded video released on various media platforms, including YouTube and Facebook, emphasizing the economy as his top priority. He stressed the need to augment the nation's infrastructure and make a transition toward a forward-looking industrial economy, saying this will expand opportunities for investment and open up the door to fair and sustainable growth. The governor pledged that if he becomes president, he will immediately begin strong economic stimulus policies. Pointing to inequality and polarization as the main causes for the current crisis, he stressed the importance of the prosperity of all and fair and just competition. Former Prosecutor General Yoon Suk-yeol has indicated he may join the main opposition People Power Party, but stressed the potential move as a means to realize his ultimate goal of dethroning the ruling bloc. Yoon revealed his views in interviews with KBS and SBS on Wednesday, a day after he made his official presidential bid. During the interviews, the leading opposition presidential hopeful said he may form solidarity with the PPP and even join if it is necessary for a change of power. However, the former top prosecutor suggested he will not be hasty in his decision. The cabinet on Thursday approved a supplementary budget proposal worth 33 trillion won to fund COVID-19 relief payments to the bottom 80% income bracket. The extra budget is this year's second and the sixth overall since the start of the pandemic. The government earmarked 15.7 trillion won to finance the emergency relief payouts, support small business owners, and roll out cashback incentive on credit card spending. Each person in the bottom 80% income bracket will receive 250,000 won. Up to 1 million won will be given to a household with four or more members. The government will also spend the extra budget on employment, purchasing vaccines, and rejuvenating regional economies. The government will submit the plan to the National Assembly on Friday. The government's annual spending is expected to exceed 600 trillion won for the first time following the compilation of a 33 trillion won supplementary budget. According to the second extra budget plan revealed by the government during a cabinet meeting on Thursday, the government's total spending for this year is forecast to reach a record 604.7 trillion won. The original budget stood at 558 trillion won, but has grown to a record high, with the first extra budget worth 14.9 trillion won and the latest 33 trillion won extra budget. South Korea has reported over 700 new COVID-19 cases for the second consecutive day. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Thursday announced 762 cases compiled throughout the previous day, bringing the country's accumulated caseload to 157,723. The figure is 32 fewer cases than those reported Wednesday, which was the largest number since April 23rd. The government has adjusted the age limit for the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine from 30 or older to 50 or older amid concerns over rare blood clots. The decision comes after one of two people diagnosed with TTS, a rare side effect involving blood clots along with low platelet levels, has died. Out of 10.39 million people who have received the first AstraZeneca shot, those under 50 will be eligible for a Pfizer vaccine as their second shot in August and September. Those over 50 will receive another AstraZeneca shot. The State Vaccine Task Force announced on Thursday details of the next phase of its nationwide vaccination program. Some 197,000 people aged 60 to 74 who were unable to get vaccines because of a supply shortage last month will receive Pfizer vaccines from Monday to July 17th. First responders will receive their doses during the same period. A second group of seniors, roughly 100,000, who canceled or delayed vaccination in the second quarter, will be able to make new reservations from July 12th for Moderna vaccines to begin on July 26th. From July 19th, 640,000 high school seniors and school staff can receive Pfizer vaccines, while 1.13 million teachers and staff at daycares and kindergartens are eligible for Pfizer shots from July 28th. Finally, 3.52 million people between the ages of 55 and 59 can be inoculated with Moderna vaccines from July 26th, while 3.9 million aged from 50 to 54 can start from August 9th. The government has begun to enforce eased social distancing rules nationwide, except for the Seoul metropolitan area, which postponed the implementation of the new system due to a recent surge in COVID-19 infections in the region. According to the Central Disaster and Safety Countermeasures Headquarters, from Thursday, Level 1 will be applied to 14 provinces and major cities and a four-level distancing system, which has replaced the previous five-level scheme. In Seoul, Gyeonggi Province, and Incheon, however, restrictions under the five-tier system will remain in place for another week, meaning nightlife venues, restaurants, and coffee shops can only operate until 10 p.m. The ban on private gatherings of five or more people will also remain effective. An autonomous police system came into effect Thursday in what is viewed as the largest organizational change since the establishment of the Korean National Police Agency. The system is aimed at dispersing power within the police following the Moon Jae-in administration's reforms that gave the agency more investigative authority from the prosecution. Police duties are now divided into three categories: the National Police, tasked with security and intel gathering; the autonomous police, handling matters related to people's livelihoods and safety; and the National Office of Investigation, focusing on general investigations. Some 65,000 officers, over half of the 120,000 national police force, will be assigned to this section and oversee matters in public safety, traffic, school, and domestic violence. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 14.62 points, or 0.44% on Thursday, closing the day at 3,282.06. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ rose, however, gaining 5.68 points, or 0.55%, to close at 1,035.64, the highest this year. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 7 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,133.1 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.